It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and we've all heard the rumors, but Fight Island is finally here. This weekend's UFC 251 is set to be the best yet, with big names stepping into the octagon all throughout the night. This is an event you don't want to miss, and there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings offering all new users a special odds boost on this weekend's headline fight. Bet $20 to win $100 on either fighter. And this week is full of action, from golf to European soccer, all the way to Abu Dhabi for Fight Island. And DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. What you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight this Saturday. Bet $20 and win $100. Yep, that's right. No matter if you pick Usman or Masvidal, your odds will be boosted $20 to win $100. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante, along with Ross Tucker. It's quarter number three. That means Ask Ross. And Ross, new tradition. Our old tradition was to forget to name the winner of the Ask Ross segment. The new tradition is we forget to give a ranking for the positional reviews that you did. You did the quarterbacks in quarter number two, so if you folks missed it, go back and find it. Great review, as always, by Ross, but you didn't give your number ranking, and that's my fault. I didn't ask you. So what did we have for the quarterbacks?
You know what? I obviously gave pretty high grades to the offensive line, to the running backs, to the linebackers, a little bit lower to the D-line. I think the quarterbacks, pretty good. Also, Jim, I'm going to go 8.4. I think for the quarterbacks, pretty darn good group.
That is a pretty good score. That, if I recall correctly, that is just below, say, running backs and linebackers. So far, so good on the rankings, Ross. We'll see how we do when we hit the wide receivers. All right, it's time for Ask Ross. Let's get to the questions. Remember, the winning question, best question, is going to get a KSN polo shirt. Let's start with Dave from San Diego. Dave says, hello, Ross. I listen to your recruit and player breakdowns closely. Love the in-depth O-line expertise. If protecting a left-handed quarterback, should the tackle switch sides? You've projected players as having a better fit at right or left tackle. Does right or left tackle depend only on which side is the blind side?
Dave, it's unbelievable how often I get this question. And the answer is that's really not the case anymore. You know, back in the day, quarterbacks were primarily right-handed. And so teams would put their best pass rusher, you know, think Lawrence Taylor, Derek Thomas, Bruce Smith, over the left tackle so that they were attacking the quarterback's blind side to try to get those strip sacks. And so your left tackle really had to be the guy that had the best feet, was the best pass protector, the most athletic. That's carried over a little bit. There's still a little, I guess I would say, almost residual value in that some people still kind of feel that way. But it's really not the case anymore when you look at the NFL. I mean, there's so many guys, J.J. Watt and Von Miller and Khalil Mack, and you go right down the line, they're rushing over the right tackle. They're rushing over the other side. So I would say to you that NFL and college, it's really more about the rusher you're going against than it is protecting the quarterback's blind side or not. Because, you know, I see plenty of guys, you know, the flip side of that is if it's not blindside, if it's in the quarterback's face for a right-handed quarterback, that's the guy rushing over the right tackle, that guy getting pressure can really disrupt the quarterback, can really throw off his rhythm. Whereas sometimes if it's from his backside, he just kind of steps up and doesn't know any different, right? Well, when it's in his face, when it's something he can see, I think people realize you can really affect the quarterback there, and they can still knock the ball out of his hands by just grabbing that wrist. So I think left tackle and right tackle at this stage are interchangeable. I think if you have a better athlete, better pass protector, you're probably still going to put him at left tackle because there are more, there's still probably in college, more of the better rushers will rush from that end. But in the NFL, it's almost been completely mitigated. I mean, you better have two good tackles in the NFL.
Is there any other difference, Ross, just from playing the two positions, getting used to it, which hand is in the dirt, or forgetting who's up against you on defense or protecting the quarterback, just in technique itself, doing the left side versus the right side?
Well, yeah, but it's pretty much the same left tackle to right tackle as left guard to right guard, right? So either way, when you're on the left side of the line, you have your left hand down and your left foot is back, and you're primarily pushing or driving off your right leg. If you are on the right side of the line, you have your right hand down and your right foot back, and you're pushing and driving off your left leg. So everything's kind of flipped the opposite way. So whether it's your hand usage or your footwork, it's different. And so I was a guy that I made my 7-year career being able to play them all and starting games and playing in game. I mean, I got in NFL games at all five spots. I started at least 4 or 5 games at center and both guards. And so I got very comfortable and very familiar in every spot, Jim, because I worked at it so hard and spent so much time on it. The real issue is if you've really only spent time in a right-handed stance or at right tackle or at right guard, and then all of a sudden you're thrust into left guard or left tackle, it just doesn't feel right. It just feels awkward. You're just not used to it. So it's something that you can do and you can have versatility with. If you work on it a lot, you're still going to be better off though if you just focus on one spot and master it, right? I kind of became a jack of all trades, master of none.
But that, of course, increases your value to have that versatility in the NFL with limited size rosters. All right, let's go to Chris in State College, who asked, what reasons do fans place on recruiting that either truly don't matter or aren't important? He uses an example of, you know, a teammate goes there, so you could assume the other player would want to go there also, or there's a family connection to the school, or there's too much turnover in the staff, or the team already has a star at my position. Chris really wants to know, are any of these valid or invalid excuses being used for not getting the recruit you're looking for?
Well, the first thing I would say in terms of excuses, there really are none, right? They're not excuses. They're reasons. So young men are going to choose to go where they're going to go for any number of reasons. And I guess I would answer Chris by saying you'd be surprised how many different factors are in play. You know, for some guys, being close to home so that their family can watch them play is really, really important to them. For other guys, they don't really care at all. You know, like they're actually looking to get away. They don't want to go to their in-state school because so many people from their high school go there. I mean, and you really don't know, Jim. I mean, you really don't know what each individual kid is thinking. For some of them, and really a lot of them, NFL pedigree, especially at their position, is very important. Relationships with the coaches is very important. You know, winning a program, a chance to play in the college football playoff, I think that's kind of important for all of them. If we're being honest, some put more of an emphasis on academics than others do. And that can be a factor. I think, you know, teammates, siblings, I think that that helps, but that doesn't necessarily, it's probably not as big a deal for some people as others think. And I say that because, you know, I was recruited by Bucknell when I was coming out of high school, and three of my high school friends were all going to Bucknell. And that was a major, I don't want to say a major reason, but that was a reason why I didn't want to go there. And I love my high school friends, Jim. I went to visit them at Bucknell multiple times a year. I went to Penn State multiple times a year. By the way, had an awesome time every time I visited both those schools. But I didn't, I wanted college to be a different, unique experience. And I wanted to make new friends. And I didn't want to just go where my high school buddies were going, you know? So you don't really know how different people are going to react or treat that. Those different, all those different examples that he mentioned. And again, they're not excuses, they're reasons. Everybody has their own reason for whatever it is that they make the decision that they do. I think Julian Fleming really liked the wide receiver coach at Ohio State, Brian Hartline, and his NFL background, whereas Penn State had kept flopping the wide receiver coaches. I'm sure that that hurt them in that regard. So I do think staff continuity does matter, because a lot of times these kids end up almost picking people more than they pick schools, which I advise against. I think that's a major mistake. I think picking a school based on coaches is a terrible decision. I mean, just look at Penn State. Are you picking Penn State as a wide receiver because of Josh Gattis, or the guy that just left to go to West Virginia, or the guy Parker that was before him? Yeah, I mean, Jared Parker. I mean, I tell people, pick it because of the school. And really, the biggest thing is to talk with the guys that are on the team already and get a sense whether or not they're your kind of guys and that you can see yourself fitting in, because that's usually the best indicator of the best school for you.
You know, that's great advice from an adult man. However, when you're 17 years old and Nick Saban comes knocking at your door, it's really tough to say that's not why the reason why I'm going to go to Alabama. All right, that's it for Ask Ross. Stick around for quarter number four, and we'll announce our winner at the start of the segment.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
UFC 251 is set to be the best yet. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight. Bet $20 and win $100. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.